Thank you.
Someone, a person to talk to, someone who cares to love. Could it be you? Could it be you? Situation was rough, then I stuck a panic. It's not enough, it's just a habit. It's a mistake, but I understand.
You can always kiss off into the air, on my back and see them stare. Telling me bad, but I won't mind. I hope you know that this will go down on your permanent record. Oh yeah. Well, don't be so distressed that I happen to miss an
idea.
Unplug.
What the hell is going on? Right, I need to unplug it too, but we're getting that weird, I wonder if that's going out over the, oh, you know what? Every time that happens, every time there is fucked up stuttering and distortion in the music or in our talking, it, immediately afterwards, my little thing saying that my virus protection has been updated pops up.
Huh.
So, it must be just doing some crazy crazy uploading or something.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, hey everybody. We were totally ready for all of this.
And we're not experiencing any technical oddities or difficulties.
No. yeah, so let's see. Vox levels are great. Not just good, but great.
That's great.
Yeah, I know.
Clearly we're doing something wrong.
Hey, speaking of levels, I heard that they started pulling all of the copyrighted content from Little Big Planet.
Really?
Yeah, and the Guitar Hero thing, the new Guitar Hero, you can apparently create. It's got like a music creator, mm-hmm. and then you can upload those levels, and all of the video game music that everybody immediately put up has been taken down.
Video game music?
Yeah. Everybody just wants to recreate the Super Mario Brothers theme song on every instrument.
That's true.
In every media. Yeah.
I heard some people wanted to make it the national anthem in Japan.
I would like it to be the national anthem of the United States.
The Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah.
Thing? Yeah.
Awesome.
There's no words.
I know. I mean, nobody knows the words to our current national anthem. No, that's my...
Conjecture.
I'm going to stick by that.
That's the Johnson conjecture?
Yeah. And no one can ever prove me wrong. If they tell me that they know the words, I'll just say, you know, you looked it up on the internet. That doesn't count. The national anthem freaks me out a little bit because, like, the first sentence of it is so long. It is such a long and convoluted sentence that, like, I feel like if you read it and asked how many sentences was that, most people would probably tell you it was four or five sentences when, in fact, it's one. It's, oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed by the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night, or through the perilous fight, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Yeah. Like,
oh, say, can you see?
Well, that's a new sentence, but, that's some Dr. Seuss shit, you know?
It's a poem.
Right. But it is they go out of their way to, you know, it is definitely a properly structured sentence. It's just an incredibly convoluted one.
Just because you like short sentences doesn't mean you should rag on...
Hey, I like long sentences.
...sesquipedalian speech.
Just because you went to MIT doesn't mean you have to talk like a homo. Wait, I guess it does. Anything exciting in either of y'all's necks of the woods?
Not particularly.
I've been biking a lot.
Hey, Riff, did you hear that there was an expansion to World of Warcraft?
I did. In fact, I'm playing it right now.
Yeah,
that's not a shock.
So everybody, that's what Riff's doing instead of saying anything funny tonight.
I'm just fishing. I'm just fishing. It doesn't take any mental agility.
Is that why you're wearing multiple sets of headphones?
Yeah, so I can hear the splash.
I can hear the splash of the fishing. I really wish that they would just... Yeah. The fishing minigame in World of Warcraft makes me kind of angry.
Really?
Yeah. I really wish you didn't have to click the thing.
I've heard that the guy who's in charge of professions for World of Warcraft is a huge fan of fishing. And he really, really wants to make it more interesting and interactive.
Well, there's something with, like, that guy's last name is, like, LeCraft, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
If it's the guy I'm thinking of, yeah.
Yeah, he talked on the podcast, on the Blizzcast. There's a new Blizzcast. You know where I learned that? From our Twitter. Which I used the shit out of, like, yesterday.
Wait,
and
what do you mean you learned it from the Twitter?
Didn't you tell me? Or did you say it was in the dev
chat? I said in dev chat.
Oh. Well, never mind. I didn't learn it from our Twitter. So, hands up, you're fired for not using the Twitter enough.
Is there anything good in the Blizzcast?
No. So, sorry, what?
Is there anything good in the Blizzcast?
I haven't listened to it yet.
Yeah. It just got auto-downloaded because I'm subscribed.
Auto-download?
Yeah. I'm trying to work through the backlog of Science Fridays that I've got now.
Mm.
Once I catch up on that, I can catch up on the Blizzcast, and then I'll be current.
Right. Have you listened to any of the 1UP stuff?
Those I'm just going to pick and choose based on what are good ones, I think. And, yeah. But that's at the bottom of the queue.
I am. I found that one of them is about exactly the right length. It's a little too long for my bike ride to and from work. Because the total amount of time on my bike ride is maybe an hour and a half or an hour and 40 minutes, and those tend to be about 2 hours or 2:10.
The Blizzcasts?
No, the 1UP yours.
Oh, they're that long?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and a lot of them are not. You know, it's a little weird. I feel like it's something that... I don't know. I spent so many hours of my life listening to back episodes of Loveline, which is, again, something that you could really just kind of pop in and out of at any moment because it's kind of the same stuff all the time.
Right.
Sometimes there's some real gems in it, right? But you can usually find those in, like, a highlights reel or whatever. I would really like it if there was somebody exactly like me who had a lot more time to listen to shit and then just pick out the parts that would be particularly interesting to me.
But there's so much, I mean, there's so much that's just sort of idle chit-chat that they have that it's just so interesting, you know, like...
Yeah, it's true.
They're just, it's just fun to listen to their shows. I'm thinking about Loveline, by the way, not the one-ups.
It's fun to listen to them, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They never make jokes about how gay each other are, though.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not a real radio show.
Yeah, it's not a real radio show. Not like ours. They had some guest speaker on from gaygamer.net or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So they had to especially not call each other gay during that podcast. I don't know. They've spent a lot of time in recent shows talking about games that I just don't give a shit about. Fucking Gears of War 2. I don't care. Gears of War was terrible, and according to most people that I tell that, it was only terrible because I'm so terrible at it.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Decrying a critic by saying you just hate this because you're bad at it, that only holds up so long, you know?
Well, I mean, it's probably true in this case.
Okay.
You know. But yeah, I could not do a goddamn thing in Gears of War because I couldn't tell the difference between the bad guys and the guys on my squad, which is
that's a kind of a handicap.
Problematic.
So, but here's what I feel like is if the game is so non-intuitive that you have a hard time even getting into it, that's a problem. That's a problem in the game, right?
Well, or
it's not necessarily game killing, but it's.
They talk about this a lot on the One Up podcast, right? Like how, when you're designing a game, how much experience do you assume that the player has coming into it, right? I mean, I feel like in general, people writing shooters for the Xbox 360 assume that you know that, you know, you move around with the left stick and you look around with the right stick, and people get kind of pissed off when you don't do it that way, right? Like
which is interesting because it's like that all harkens back to like the with the Nintendo controller with the D-pad on the left and the buttons on the right. I mean, like, is that where that all comes from?
Yeah, I mean, they tend to put D-pads on the left. I feel like that's a pretty natural.
But what was the first controller that did that, and why is that standard? It's not. I don't think it's natural. Period. Right.
Yeah. Like, I don't. I mean, when I played arcade games as a kid, if the buttons were to the left of the joystick, I would cross my hands
really?
To play it. Yeah. Just because I got used to it that way, playing whatever it is that I played a lot of when I was a kid was.
I feel like there were a lot of stand up arcade games that had buttons on either side, and a joystick in the middle.
Yeah, I mean the our Zybots cabinet, you know, there's the zap button above the joystick, but then there's identical fire buttons to either side, so you can kind of do it either way.
Yeah.
When I get the Tron cabinet,
you,
I need to call those.
Are you
guys
still in the market for that Tron?
I should do it. I mean, it's just so expensive, you know.
Yeah.
I'll buy it. I can write it off. I should buy it right before the end of the year. Because I basically get a 35% discount on everything that I buy that I can write off.
That's true.
You know, because I would just be paying taxes on it. But still, even with a 35% discount, that's way too much fucking money to pay for a Tron cabinet.
And it's probably more than 35%.
You think?
I don't know. Whatever the corporate tax rate is.
No, I don't know.
It's probably more like 40.
It's gonna go up when that socialist terrorist bastard Obama takes office.
You know how
maybe
rarely
not,
I heard his middle name before the election and how much I've heard it since the election?
Yeah. I feel like I hadn't heard it since the very, very beginnings.
Oh,
of
really?
The
I think from what I've been hearing, the tax increases are only applying to businesses over a certain size.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we'll fall under the radar.
Under that radar. And I mean, I wonder, I feel like a sane health insurance revamp would attempt to reward companies that operate the way that this one does, that are, you know, already paying 100% of their employees' health insurance coverage, right? I mean, I feel like
I don't know.
He had talked of incentives for businesses to contribute you know, as opposed to just making it available. I mean, I guess a lot of companies now don't pay anything for it. All they do is make it available to you to pay the entirety of it yourself.
Yeah, but that's, you're still, as a person, you are saving a lot of money by having access to group rate health insurance.
Right.
It's like 50%, probably 66% yeah. of the cost, if you had to do it individually.
I'm just curious as to what's going to happen. If he sends everybody a stimulus check, then there'll probably be more donations. I never looked. I never saw if there was a spike in donations after stimulus checks went out. There probably wasn't.
Yeah, that was such a. That whole notion is just so stupid.
Just giving everybody some money.
Yeah.
I mean,
two people this week have independently talked to me about taking money out of the bank and putting it in a box and burying it.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried that...
Was one of them me and the other one was your mother?
Yeah.
it's not surprising that she and I are on the same page, you know. We've been spending quite a bit of time together.
My dad called me...
burying stuff.
...several weeks ago and specifically warned me against that sort of behavior.
Well, on the large scale, what I'm worried about is on the large scale, if there are a significant number of people who are thinking that...
Then everybody's going to pull their money out of banks, and banks will just be fucked.
Yeah, it's going to be a major problem. It
is going to cause the very thing that. Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been sitting watching the value of
your retirement accounts.
My retirement accounts and my I have a couple of 401ks and then a just an investment account. I've just been watching them tank, and thinking, if I sell these out, if I pull the money out of them now, I am part of the problem. If I pull the money out, I'm part of the problem. If I pull the money out, I'm part of the problem.
You say that, but you could just take them out of the stock market, and you're not necessarily... I mean, you're part of the stock market problem, I guess, theoretically, but you're not screwing over yourself.
I'd like to be part of the stock market precipitate. But I can't cross a mountain climber with a mosquito.
Wow.
Yeah. Gonna make a lot of dumb math jokes. So we're going to some insane beer tasting thing on Saturday.
That's the plan. Yeah.
No?
It's I think it's really geared towards like frat boys is the problem.
Really? So it's gonna be like try our new Budweiser, try our new Bud Select.
There are a lot of like major breweries. I don't know how many of the breweries there are gonna be microbreweries. But there have to be some because if there's 100 breweries, you know.
Budweiser launched a beer. I saw an advertisement for it. Budweiser American Ale.
Okay.
That is made...
With
barley
hops.
And hops. Yeah.
Right.
I'm curious as to whether or not it's any good.
So they're trying to do it like a premium beer.
You know, the thing is, I don't like Budweiser, but I don't like Budweiser on the merits of the beer itself. I don't think that there's anything wrong with Budweiser as a concept. And the Anheuser-Busch brew, I like Busch. I like Busch beer. I actually genuinely like it. You know, it's not like, I ironic like it the way that Mr. Skullhead thinks that everybody who drinks Pabst Blue Ribbon drinks Pabst Blue Ribbon. I like Busch, I like Pabst Blue Ribbon, and I like Schlitz. You know, they are what they are. They are fine. They are good beer to drink when you're thirsty. Right? Budweiser is not good enough to merit being three times as expensive as Schlitz.
Right.
And so it's just, Budweiser occupies a niche that I don't care about. But if that American
it's made
ale
out of
is
rice, right?
Yeah, it's yeah. I think all of the cheap beer is made out of rice, though.
Coors isn't.
It's not.
I think well, it might have.
It's made out of Rocky Mountains. It's made out of the cremains of John Denver.
Yeah.
My wife's grandmother is in town and talking about how much she likes John Denver.
Really,
it's weird. She's just a big fan of John. It's weird.
He gets more popular during the holidays, I guess.
Yeah, but I would not have thought. You know, the only she's you know older black lady. I've only ever heard her talk about like John Coltrane in the past, and I was like, okay, I guess I can see
she
that.
She could just like guys whose first name is John.
That could be it.
You should see if she likes John Mellencamp.
Right, but she only liked him when he was called John Cougar. Yes.
I think she's like working her way through the alphabet, so the next one is going to be John Edwards.
Yeah. She's just a way for him to release an album.
Yeah. She's pretty patient, I think. Maybe not.
Are there any John F's? John F. Kennedy? If his last name was actually Kennedy.
Kennedy?
any, yeah, so I guess I'll be getting some... I guess I'll go buy a John Denver CD to play around the house to set the mood for Thanksgiving. I don't know what you're supposed to do when you're entertaining family. I could do a little dance. I could sing some John Denver. I could show her that episode of South Park that has the John Denver Experience theme park ride, which is just like an airplane on the end of a big swing arm that just slams into the ground over and over again.
Someday I'm going to find a copy of Tiny Toons, What I Did on My Summer Vacation, on DVD. When that doesn't actually exist right now. It's part of the problem.
I see.
But I'm going to find it somewhere, and then I will show it to you, and it's all its glory.
Oh, yeah, and it will be incredibly disappointing to you because the years will not have treated it kindly, and I will look at you and say, what the fuck,
I liked
stuff.
It.
What the fuck?
I rented it and watched it when I was a freshman in college and still liked it quite a bit. So it's possible that it has just lost some things over the past 10, 15 years or whatever, but...
Where do you come down on the Labyrinth issue? Has Labyrinth stood the test of time or no?
The songs were always borderline, yeah. Even when it came out.
I like the movie as a whole.
The movie, the design song, of the movie is good.
The songs, yeah.
Jennifer Connelly is kind of annoying and always was.
Right.
But...
I mean, you know, Mark Hamill is annoying in Star Wars. You know, that doesn't mean that it's bad.
David Bowie is, like, sort of this mixed bag because he's kind of really cool as a Goblin King and kind of... Yeah.
Kind of really faggy as the Goblin King, yeah.
But, you know, I would still watch it and enjoy it. I watched most of it recently at your house, in fact,
and enjoyed it.
You know.
Because The Goonies, 100%. Goonies is still...
5 stars.
There's, like, nothing... There are no stupid parts of The Goonies, basically, as far as I'm concerned.
There's no stupid parts. I don't... I watched it recently and wasn't as blown away by it as I was when I was a kid. I didn't feel that it was as awesome as it previously was, but it was still really good.
I mean, I probably have not gone 2 years without watching it since I was a little kid. So, I'm still...
So maybe you ramped up.
Yeah. I've maintained that sort of maintained the endorphin level from when I was a kid.
I have this I had this memory of The Secret of Nim as being this like really interesting cartoon about the rats and how they like had all this sort of like technology and stuff that they built and all that kind of thing. And I watched it again and it just wasn't any of that. They like sort of like hint at it, but just
Did you read?
I don't remember if I read
the book,
it.
Maybe
I just don't remember why my memory of it was so completely different. It was still, you know, it was an okay movie. Hmm. But
speaking of which, I need to read Watership Down again.
I started that recently and read like the first few pages.
Did you ever read the Once in the Future King?
I started. I'm sorry.
You need to read that. If you're in the mood to read Watership Down, just read Once in the Future King instead.
Okay.
Really.
All right. I do a lot of rabbits die.
No, I
know I read. I wasn't expecting the Once in Future King to be funny. And
first of the four books is pretty amusing.
So is it, but I mean it was sort of comical. Not you know like it was written like a comedy. It was written like a like a Douglas Adams kind of. I mean not not
it,
so silly.
It does not
so
stay silly. That tone.
Yeah, no. I've been told that. Well, I just lost. Son of a bitch.
Have we not been broadcasting?
Yeah, my internet has stopped. Oh, nope, there it goes, maybe. The router might need rebooting.
It buckled briefly yesterday. Was that right? Jenny, did you lose internet?
I seem to still have internet.
That'll change in just a second.
Sorry about that, kids. Yeah, I think you're right. I think we need to do some rearranging of the furniture in here and actually set up a desktop machine that is just the radio broadcast station and get some fucking condenser mics.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't actually know. We thought that we were recording onto the onto the archive copy of this the whole time that we were down, but the at some point the mic cable pulled out and it had pegged the mic, so there's probably some awesome noise.
Jeez.
I know. This is gonna rule.
This is gonna go down in history as one of the best radio shows.
Best radio shows ever.
Ever.
9:34 and we haven't answered a single question, so we're right on track.
You know, you and your preoccupation with actually responding to the people who write to us.
Yeah. And you know, I didn't even plug power into the laptop while that little break.
Yeah.
No, I know, but I thought we were still broadcasting.
I don't even know what the last thing people heard was.
Yeah, I don't either. Anyway, Madison 14 wrote, "No offense to whoever puts the radios in the archive, but you're doing it wrong. November 10th was definitely not a Thursday, especially since November 13th, an actual Thursday, is on
Wait. The 10th and the 13th can't both be Thursdays? That doesn't make any sense.
That seems weird. Yeah, I think I fixed that.
I'm going to have to consult a calendar, because that doesn't make any sense.
iClubU says, "Can we get magnifying glasses beside the Quartermaster/Dimemaster's trade-in drop-down, please? Thanks!" He says, "I know why you..." No, wait, I think I may have read these questions on the last show. This show just gets better and better.
Why don't we start answering questions from last year?
Oh, that'd be a good idea. I could find them on our shiny new sandbox machine.
I like the idea of renaming it Cerebro.
Yeah, you would like that.
I like the X-Men.
Grolog the Incredible One says, "It's brought up in the forums that even though we have no apples don't exist, and none of us know what they are, we have scratch and sniff apple stickers. It was just brought to light that apples references appear in many other places, such as the accidental cider and the flask of bacon stone juice. It has been suggested that we replace every instance of apple with chicory." That is a good idea, and I will get on it right away. Who the hell corrected the macrame net? Who corrected/broke the macrame net description?
I don't know. I would not have changed tangled up in glue to tangled up in glue.
I don't know. What was it?
It was something about you get tangled up in it, it's much better than the blue you got tangled up in last time.
What is it now?
Well, somebody changed it to glue, thinking that the blue was a typo.
No, it wasn't me.
If it wasn't anybody in this room, it was probably Scully, right?
Yeah, but I think Scully
did he write it?
Wrote that.
No, then that's problematic.
Yeah.
Could it have been Xenophobe before he left?
I guess it could have been, I guess could have been C.D. Moyer if a bug report came in about it, but it didn't happen recently enough that it's in our little log of everything that happens, so, yeah, I don't know what the fuck was going on with that, but sorry, kids, sorry to ruin that joke.
It's back at being great.
This guy sent me a PM, on the forums, with a video of him doing some contact juggling, and he was like, "Hey, I just wanted to thank you, because I never would have gotten into contact juggling if it hadn't been for the glass balls of the Goblin King." It seems like a really weird thing to get you into contact juggling.
Is it called contact juggling?
Yeah.
Huh.
He's pretty good at it. Like, he's just moving all around, and it looked like the ball was standing still, man.
Michael Motion's kind of incredible. I mentioned him because he was the one that did the stuff in Labyrinth.
Right. No, it was David Bowie.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Uh-huh.
It was David Bowie. Uh-huh. You could see it.
Yeah.
It was right there on the screen. David Bowie doing those things with the balls.
With his balls?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the other stuff that Michael Motion has done?
No.
Like, he does.
I saw the one
objects.
With, like, bouncing the balls inside, like, the giant glass or plexiglass pyramid.
Huh. He has, like, big, cool. He has big shapes, like, squares that have, or cubes, sorry, that are, like, flexible frames and stuff like that, and he'll, like, juggle and bounce them around, and they'll do really interesting things as they're spinning, and, like, he's got things balanced on
other
eight different parts of his body and stuff, yeah.
Let's see. Raijin Ely says, "I guess I'll go for Kitty Core, Red Balloon, Big Boat, Black Hole, Gord Core, Three Amigos, Aw Yeah, Extinctionist, Little Chickadee, Tiny Plastic Trophy next run. Any tips?" That would be the best run ever.
You can make a trophy that incorporates all of those elements.
The Tristero says, do plus food drops affect non-booze drinks, for example, a glass of goat's milk? They should, yeah. Because those are technically food. Wait, unless there's a drink category.
Drink category of what?
Because I know that they have different links on them, right?
Oh, I don't know.
There is no drink category, so yeah. I wonder how does that even work? Let's look up milk. Glass of goat's milk. Oh, type beverage. Yeah, you know, I bet that they don't. I bet that plus food drops do not work on those beverages then.
Huh.
Weird. That's a type you don't see every day. Rudd says, if you ever make depleted Grimace out of drop again, put them at the bottom of the sea. Idea. Landar the second points to some XLR to USB adapters. I don't think that we would be able to use multiple USB mics on this. I don't think that would work right.
XLR to USB adapters.
Yeah, that they've got little filters that you can and you can adjust the levels and stuff. Yeah, I don't know.
Does it power them at the same time?
I don't know. I don't know. Shadow Manly says, why did the steel lasagna give an adventure? To get to the other side? Oh, wait.
Moonside, probably.
Yeah, that should never happen, though.
It's bound to happen occasionally.
Yeah, but it shouldn't ever happen.
Just because you coded it not to happen specifically? Them's fools talkins.
King of Mine says, can you give us a hint as to whether Crimbo festivities will start December 1st or later in the month like last year? I don't know. I'm guessing it'll be later in the month.
I have no idea.
I mean,
it could be.
We're definitely planning on doing another advent calendar, so there will be some stuff going on the first, but...
First week-ish?
Because last year we just did the 12 days, right? Like, it was just the 12 days leading up to Christmas.
I'm thinking it could be longer because of the nature of the event, potentially. There's definitely nothing terribly, terribly wrong with doing it earlier.
Alibit 15 says, allow perming of skills on a casual run if you complete it in one day.
What?
I don't think that's a good idea.
That's exactly the opposite of the good idea.
Yeah. Let's see. Disky says, how come the use link on the Divine Champagne Flute isn't struck through an oxy like food and booze are? Because it's a usable item and there's no specific coding in to stop that from being usable. Yeah. Lamb says, will Hanks ever be fixed so we can buy/sell in hardcore? Mall multis are kind of suckage. Yeah.
Buy and sell.
That would be a little frustrating to...
We do not want there to be other places that you can put items into Hanks other than sending.
Hanks is very sensitive.
So... buying, I think, just is not going to happen.
Chemistron says, updates on the KOL comic? KOL deck of cards? Come on, I need more KOL merch to spend my money on. Well, you'll enjoy our crappy, 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 crappy Crimbo cards. And you can just buy some more shirts. Hey, buy some Disco Bandit shirts.
They're almost sold out already.
Are they?
Yeah, they sold out of larges, right?
Yeah. She sent me a text message this morning.
To take them
first
out.
First thing, to take the larges out of the store. Yeah. Gecko25 says, idea for an interesting boss mechanic, a boss that gives drunkenness. If you don't beat him fast enough, you get drunk and can't adventure anymore that day. That's pretty awesome.
So it'd be a quick, like a race to beat him very quickly.
Update on the KOL comic. Nothing has happened in multiple years on that, and nothing is probably going to.
It is. I think it's likely that we would do a KOL coloring book at some point.
Yeah.
With art by Leanne.
Yeah.
Because she's awesome.
Yep.
But it will take her some time to draw them, and we haven't even given her specs for that.
Yeah. Does she need glasses?
Well, I mean, it's kind of...
Or were you talking about giving her x-ray specs?
Visually so that, intensive work.
So that she can see your boxer shorts with the hearts on them.
Right. Because that's how x-ray specs work.
Yeah. The only thing that you can see is underwear. Deus Noctum says, can you get Violet Fog flashbacks in Bad Moon? I believe that you cannot. Royal Tonberry says, can you add a spleen semi-rare similar to the Tasty Tarts or Distilled Wines? I don't think so. The commonness of, and, you know, as much as Mr. Crack likes to piss and moan about how this doesn't make any goddamn sense, never really intended for adventures for spleen items to be super common, especially at low levels. So, that would kind of go against that. Seal Clubber for Life says, to save time, can the sewer just cost 30 meat to adventure at? I don't really want to buy the item anymore. Oh, come on. It's fun. Aspartame says, why does the Rat Bat not have a reference to Soundwave's Rat Bat cassette from Transformers? I'm disappointed. Yeah, I don't really know anything about Transformers.
Rat Bat was after I stopped being of an age to be watching it. To be interested in it.
Soundwave was the tape recorder, right?
Yeah.
Right. I don't remember Rat Bat at all, though. I had him, and I had three of his cassettes, but none of them were rats or bats.
I think my parents sort of stopped buying me. My parents didn't buy me any of the Transformers that were made out of plastic, so I didn't really get any.
Weren't they all made out of plastic?
No. They started out all made out of metal.
What?
Well, partially metal.
No, I think the early ones were entirely metal.
Really?
Yeah. I don't remember those.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, there was a huge, huge reduction in quality, like, early on in the line.
I think you might be misremembering them as all metal.
I don't think so, man.
Huh.
I had like a black, like a Bronco.
Huh.
That, I guess, like, the like camper part of the back might have been made of plastic, but I know that the interior works were metal.
Was it a on brand Transformer?
Yeah,
and not some other thing.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. You know, look at Transformers on Wikipedia, because as I recall, they started out being metal and they were far more expensive.
Huh.
And yeah, the plastic ones were just kind of crappy.
Not necessarily. I mean, I got a lot of use out of them. I really like, there was some sort of BattleTech like Jenner toy that I really, really liked. It was like, it would turn into a jet, would turn into the half jet, half mech, and then the full mech thing, which was really, it was really cool.
I took apart a lot of my Transformers and then was never able to get them together again.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't do that at all. Yeah. I was too afraid that I would not be able to play with them anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just sad about it now.
I got a fair number of GoBots, which were just not nearly as cool.
GoBots were kind of cool.
GoBots were, I mean, you just kind of folded them up.
Yeah,
to get into the different form.
I remember being really impressed by the first triple changers.
I had one of those. I had the thing that was like a tank.
Train. It was a space shuttle train robot.
I had a tank jet robot.
See, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. No, it was. It was all like weird, like desert camo and purple. So it was like, let's see.
When would anyone ever need a tank in the desert? That's ridiculous.
Nightmares.
Wasn't there some huge elaborate one that had like
grandfather's
six different forms?
There was Omegacron or something that was this.
Metatron?
No, not Metatron.
Metronome?
Yeah. There was one that was a base, like a moon base.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Cool. That one was kind of interesting. But it didn't have six different forms. Was there one that had six different forms?
Something like that.
So, but it wasn't like
a lot of forms. It was
it wasn't
like
Jet. Jet with two of the fins folded down.
No. Jet, no, it was like a triple changer, except it was like the boss triple changer that could do like five or six different things.
Omega Supreme was the...
Was the moon
was
base.
The boss, yeah. The base. The boss base.
Boss base.
It transformed... It was a moon base, a robot, and Bruce Springsteen's house.
It wasn't moon unit. Zappa.
Base tank and rocket ship, apparently, is what the base turned into. And a robot.
I thought it was just a robot in the base. I don't remember the tank and rocket ship at all.
Yeah, because it was... was that the same one that had, like, the electric train set that drove around the outside of it?
I don't remember if it was an electric train set or if it was just a
or battery operated or whatever.
It was just a track that you could like push stuff around.
I don't remember.
It's been years and years and years since I've seen these.
I need to do a... I remember seeing as a kid in the Lego space set, there was like a space train.
Was it funk-powered?
Yeah.
Like a carbon nanotube thing? No, it's a space elevator, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a space train.
Yeah, it's just vertical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was like a monorail. It was like a working monorail that you could build a track.
Oh, it's Lego. Yeah, no, I had that set.
Oh, well, fuck you, rich kid.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
No, it was great. I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah.
I played with it all the time.
Uh-huh. In your giant mansion. Well, I had three Lego sets in my trailer.
My first Lego set was just a bunch of blocks. It was a box, and there were, like, a bunch of the basic blocks sorted by color into different compartments.
Hmm.
And that was it. Like, some wheels.
Yeah, I didn't have any of that. I just had the space set when they first started doing the space ones.
Huh.
So when one of my sets came, and one of the little red astronaut guys was missing his jetpack, and my dad was like, "You should write him a letter." So I wrote them a letter saying that I was missing my jetpack, and they sent me a jetpack in the mail. But like this tiny, tiny little piece of plastic in a padded envelope. It's kind of awesome.
That's awesome.
I was like, "Wow!" And I mean, I feel like that was a lot more about like my dad teaching me a lesson about holding people responsible for things than it was like.
Well,
getting the jetpack and just,
like, you know, if this is a good company, they will respond. You know? Unlike us. People are like, "I'm missing my jetpack," and we're like, "What?
What? Yeah.
How could you possibly be missing your jetpack?
Dude, I'm so high." Dr. Van Mojo says, "Could we get a / outfit command to take off all your equipment? There's a couple times in an Ascension you want to do this, and saving a custom outfit with nothing in it doesn't work for this." Yeah, that will be... The next round of chat commands that C.D. Moyer is working on. People are going to be pretty excited about this, I think.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're opening an entire barrel full of monkeys.
I know.
And then they're going to be all over your back.
Each of those monkeys is containing a stack of cans, and each of those cans contains worms. Do we want to tell people about this? If we tell people about it, it's too late to decide not to do it.
Yeah, I mean, we should see if it works.
It's going to work.
Okay.
It's going to work.
Just let people get excited by it.
When it happens?
Yeah, when
like
it happens.
When it rolls out?
See, we're building the anticipation now without telling them.
No, I know, which is if we've learned anything, building anticipation is always a recipe for joy and glee when we roll things out. So nobody really bitched about the... Although in the Hardcore Oxy forums, somebody was saying, "Wow, it took them 2 months to make this thing about the propeller beanie." And then I went into the thread and I was like, "No, you dick." Took us 2 months to get around to coming up with an idea, and then about an hour to make this thing. So I didn't really call anybody a dick.
So was it really you posting?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No. In fact, I'm not even sure that there is a Hardcore Oxy forum. Let's see. Now, Cyber34 asking if there's a Basho's box time idea yet. Tarian says, "When you use the 64735 scroll to meet the Baron, he should say, 'Make you a copy of the dictionary instead of me,' since he gives you the copy." Huh. I don't know if there's actually anything wrong with that or not. Renray says, "The completionists who are complaining about the raffle familiars just don't have enough motivation to try and get them. Make a state-based trophy based on raffle tickets."
What does that mean? Like, if you buy a bunch of tickets in Arizona?
No, a trophy, you know, that would...
Based on having a bunch of tickets?
Yeah, a trophy for having bought 1,000 raffle tickets today. Over time, would get a lot more of the completionists, those familiars. Because if they're trophy completionists, they don't mind spending 1,000,000 meat to get a trophy, right?
Right. It's by no means the most expensive trophy.
Right. And it is by no means a guaranteed thing, but it'll get them a taste. It'll get them hooked on the raffle house. I don't know. Do you think that's unethical? I think it's a good idea.
Is it unethical?
Yeah.
Having a trophy that's a meat sink is a time-honored tradition.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of the point of the trophies.
Not all the trophies.
Yeah, the trophy hut was put in when 10,000 meat was a significant amount of meat to sink. That's why they cost 10,000 meat.
Sure.
No, man. And then I was like, wait a minute. I can make people sink even more meat.
You could make that particular trophy cost a million meat.
God, that would rule.
You could make a line of trophies that was, like, gilded.
Or the million meat trophy polish. I still kind of like that idea.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Missing No says, loving these new chat commands. I can't wait to play the whole game in my terminal. When will C.D. Moyer implement /ascend? TechRunner says, my cat just wiped off 1,000 turns worth of pie in the face by brushing against my ankles. When did I grow an ankle face? And where is my Uncle Faith? Let's see. Sorry about this. I'm trying to read through these. There's so many questions that are kind of irrelevant now. Brian the Not Giant says, there need to be stench-aligned undead. They just aren't scary. I don't get that. Valman Uni says, have you played the Left 4 Dead demo yet? No, I haven't seen anything that really makes me want to play it. One of my video game friends claims that it's pretty good, but not good enough for him to buy. Based on he's played the demo for hours and hours and hours, but he's not going to buy the game.
Huh.
So, I don't know. Lilith Tavril says, are there any plans of doing more items based on the Harry Potter series? Now I'm afraid we'll get sued by Just Kidding Rowling.
She seems rather litigious for somebody who has billions of dollars.
Yeah. Yairia says, hey guys, thanks for putting up radio shows online. I'm never on when you guys are live. Thanks again. You guys are awesome. Yeah. Everybody, radio.kingdomofloathing.com. I need to put a link on the front page of the game to the radio archives so that more people listen to the radio show.
Because that's what you want?
Yeah. We tell a lot of people things. We tell people a lot of things. We do a lot of stuff with a lot of things.
Are you going to put a link to our wiki? Not a wiki. Our Twitter?
To our wiki?
Yeah, to our Twitter.
To our to the wiki. To
yeah,
the wiki
to the internal, yeah. The internal wiki.
That's a good idea. We'll put a link to that on the front page. Hey, you guys want to see what we're working on? And delete all of our shit? Just replace it with giant pictures of cocks? I wonder what would happen if we just opened that up to the public. Do you think everything would get deleted and replaced with pictures of cocks?
I guarantee it.
I think somebody would do it.
Because you would do it if
yes,
nobody else did.
If
just
nobody else
that.
Did. Just to prove the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that, I think that'd be a terrible idea. People weighing in with their opinions on our design process.
People weighing in?
Weighing in. No, yeah, but a link to the Twitter. That's what I meant.
People weighing chung?
Link to the Twitter?
I don't know, man.
What? I mean, are we embracing this technology, or are we going to continue to mock it some more?
I don't know. Can it be both?
Yeah.
I always mock the things I embrace.
So my mom says.
Wow. Sorry about the all the humming and umming and all of the nothing. Shiverwarp says, thanks for the haiku katana change. It's really awesome. Yeah. Avangian Q says, any chance to make the dull fish scale multi-usable?
Is it usable?
I don't think so. Is it?
You would have had to make it usable.
I think that my internet is full of broke.
Full of eels.
Yeah, no, that's my hovercraft. Dull fish scale, yeah. That must have just been a joke. It wasn't all that funny, though.
What does it say when you use it?
It doesn't have a use link.
Oh. Oh, I see. So the person who submitted the question was making some sort of joke.
Yes.
But because we are so conditioned to believe that we don't know every detail of our game at this point, we thought,
right. Oh,
really?
Yeah, there must be some use for them that we forgot about.
Yeah.
Avangian Q says, why is the potato sprout so difficult to acquire in hardcore? A player that ascended to hardcore without getting one first would be screwed. That's not... I mean...
It's tricky, but it's not impossible. possible.
Yeah, it isn't any harder than it is to acquire it in softcore or casual if you're not going to buy it at the mall.
It's annoying to acquire.
I mean, I guess that there are a lot of familiars in the game that the primary way that people get them is by buying them at the mall, which I don't tend to think about it like that.
I feel like you would probably not be likely to get it on your own.
Yeah. And it's weird,
if you eat a lot of fortune cookies when you first started playing the game, you'd probably get it on your own.
Oh, right, because it would tell you.
It would. Yeah, the fortune cookies will
if
you towards.
Don't have the basic familiars, it'll guide you towards them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was weird, playing Muffins, right? When I was looking for, advice on how to get started, and it was go to the mall and buy all of these pieces of gear, because they're very cheap, and, so it's the first thing you do as a player is you go to the mall and buy a bunch of incredibly overpowered gear that just makes the early stuff just fly by. It was
weird.
Yeah, it was very strange.
That's the in-game hints were telling you that?
No, it was a forum post.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, sorry, I didn't mean to.
I thought that was an internal to the game.
Yeah. No.
Wow.
And I feel like there were huge swaths of that game that I just never found.
But I mean, people. A forum post about KOL, or
I know. That was the point that I was trying to. I just said it's weird that I think that for a lot of familiars, the primary way that people get them is by buying them in the mall. It's weird for me to think about it that way because it was strange doing that in Muffins, right?
Strange how though?
It felt weird. It felt very meta. It felt like something that I never would have done on.
I mean,
own.
It's like. Cheating.
No, I mean, I feel like in World of Warcraft, as soon as I got to a major city and discovered the auction house, I spent a lot of time.
That's true.
This is where all the cool stuff is, and spending a lot of time learning about the game through that. And they scale up their currency a little bit better in World of Warcraft than we do, so you don't have access to that as a really new player. Right. You don't have access to a lot of the stuff that's really cool and powerful and stuff, but...
Well, you say that they do that better than we do, but what's your evidence?
That, in-game items at the low level are copper pieces, and at the high level...
A new player can't possibly afford any reasonable gear from the auction
hall. Well, but arguably a new player can't possibly afford reasonable gear from the auction house from the mall in KOL.
Everything that is not rare is at auto sell.
Well, right, and I guess everything good is rare, is the point that I'm trying to make.
But everything that is really good is rare, but everything that is, good enough...
Everything that is Socrates is a good golfer?
Yes.
So I made a joke about the Socrates is a terrible golfer in an item description before realizing that that's just something from one dude's SIG. It's not... I thought it was, an established joke. So whoever that dude is, thanks. No one is going to get it, ever.
No.
They'll search for it, and they'll find one guy say, I couldn't even find it on our forums. So, it was some guy using it
in signatures turned off.
Yeah.
what's the whole line?
In Google, what's that?
What's the whole line?
Oh, it was just like, here, I'm gonna do a quick impression of these forums. A, all men are mortal. B, Socrates is a man. C, Socrates is a good golfer. D, therefore Socrates is mortal. And then everybody's counterpoint is, but Socrates is a terrible golfer. And, it was whatever. But it was just in somebody's SIG in the, Magic the Gathering forums. I couldn't even find it on ours. And I'm like, I'd never seen that before. And then I finally searched for it in our forums, because I was just Google searching, right? And it had been worded slightly differently.
Huh.
It was...
You usually don't make insular jokes like that. It's interesting.
Well, I thought it was...
You thought it was a more established meme?
Yeah.
Well, by writing a joke about it, you are making it more of a meme by us talking about it now.
That's true.
We're spreading the word.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
It would have been kind of funnier if it had been a numbered list. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 4 had been Socrates is a terrible golfer.
Right. But it was a joke about... bad logical inferences.
I know. I was trying to make it more of a basic joke by itself.
I see.
But
I'm saying the item description joke was a joke about bad logical logic.
Right.
Inferences.
Sure.
Glitterboy says, could we get a special message for choosing hit a monkey with a bone on that non-combat if we have a hobo monkey out and a skeleton bone in inventory? That'd be pretty funny.
Maybe if you have a skeleton bone wielded.
Sarar says, Jick, will you marry me? And then later says, oh, sorry, I didn't realize you were already married. So, yeah. Mecha says, oh, hi there. More Twittering, please. Kithex cheeseburger.
I feel like we use Twitter exactly right.
Yeah.
You know?
Why do you feel that way?
Because, by and large, what we say is somewhat entertaining or informative, and
we don't do it for the sake of doing it.
Yeah, we don't do it just for the sake.
Yeah. Like, I didn't do a goddamn thing today, and so I didn't Twitter about anything.
Right.
So. Yeah. I have to bust my ass tomorrow getting this fucking zone rolled out, because I couldn't summon up the vim to actually accomplish anything today. A little bit of work done. I got 3 of the 4 new 0 level skills written.
You're good at spoilering Zomg.
Yeah. No. I kind of did that on purpose.
I know.
Prepare to be underwhelmed, everybody.
Yeah.
You know how awesome Salsa Ball is?
Times 4.
Just imagine. Salsa Ball, but for a seal clubber.
Seal Ball.
Dorobi says, how much wool could Chuck Woolery chuck if Chuck Woolery could chuck wool? He didn't actually say that. He just asked, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck? And then he corrected it by saying exactly the same thing. Vaginal Bloodfart says, hey, Jick, if you are still looking for podcasts to listen to, I recommend the following. The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, Funny Science and Current Events. Savage Love podcast. You can probably imagine what that's about. I rarely read Savage Love.
I read it,
like, a couple of them.
I read it every week in the Boston, like, free weekly dig thing.
Isn't it just always about gay sex?
No. Dan Savage is gay, right?
But he doesn't always
talk about gay sex.
If he's gay, everything that he writes is about gay sex on one level or another.
He handles a lot of questions from straight people.
Mm-hmm. Or are they people just pretending to be straight? I think writing to a gay dude makes you gay.
Just instantly, automatically?
Well, no, it's just you wouldn't do it if you weren't gay.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So it's not that it makes
Note
you...
Note to self. Start pretending not to be gay. See, I just wrote to a... The joke was that I just wrote...
I was going to make some sort of...
How to pretend to read a book. What book are you reading? A real one.
And then
Skeptoid, short essays debunking stupid ideas, and Point of Inquiry, Scientific American's podcast. Good stuff. I have a feeling that if I were listening to skeptic podcasts, that it would just make me angry. You know, because it's like, hey, here's a bunch of stuff that people think is true that's just very obviously bullshit. Doesn't that make you mad? And I would say, yes.
And Science Friday is kind of...
Drink some coffee.
Underwhelming. I feel like the information density is much lower than I would like.
I can't imagine sitting and, like, listening to a Science Friday in its entirety.
Yeah.
Like, when it's on, it's, you know, sometimes there'll be, like, something will be interesting enough to, like, kind of catch my ear as I'm driving.
Most of the people who call in and ask questions are just not worth listening to. That's part of the problem.
I mean, people who don't have anything to do on a 1 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, you know?
I mean, in
general, I feel like people who call into radio shows are people who are just sitting around listening to the radio all day. Like, actively listening to the radio, you know? I don't know.
By virtue of us having a show in the evening, that allows people to be cooler about writing into us.
But they can also write into us anytime.
That's true.
You know?
Well, but then, you know, Science Friday has a Twitter now.
Do they?
They do.
You can reply to their Twitter?
Oh, probably could, yeah. Except for we don't use our... We sort of have a policy of not replying to...
Yeah, because I fucking hate that on other people's Twitters.
See?
I read somebody else's Twitter stream and I see all of their replies to people that don't make any fucking sense.
I don't understand why those are even shown. Why do they even bother showing me at whatever is in somebody's Twitter feed.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless you have...
It seems like they should either show both the reply... Like, I could see it being, you know, you don't see all of everyone's responses to a feed that you're reading, because that would get out of hand really quick. But if they reply to one, show that one so that you're not just looking at one side of a conversation.
Because like, you don't actually reply to a specific Twitter, though.
Well, make it so you do. I mean, you're replying to a specific person by clicking their name in a reply,
or
right?
You're just so. Starting with at their name in your Twitter.
Oh. Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Maybe make everybody do that. So basically, if the database ever got wiped out, no one would ever be able to reply to anyone ever again. I guess they would. You have to reply to... Yeah. No. That didn't make any sense at all.
You could try dropping their database and seeing what happens.
Yeah. We were just talking about that today. Let's see. Istanbul says, every year for the past several, we've had a familiar as the December item of the month. Will that pattern hold true this year? I would like to take this opportunity also to preemptively thank Skelly for Crimbo, whatever it turns out to be, and remind him to put on douchebag-eliminating earmuffs throughout the holiday season so that he doesn't have to hear people bitching about all the hard work. You too, chick. I'm not allowed to wear douchebag-eliminating earmuffs.
You wouldn't be able to hear me most of the time.
I've got a kind of Mithridates thing going on where I inure myself against the slings and arrows of douchebaggery by just seeking it out.
Mithridates?
Yeah, he was the king that tried to make himself immune to poison by slowly poisoning himself with everything and to develop tolerances for every known king killing substance.
How did he die?
I don't know. He died of being, he poisoned himself. It was, what was that poem, Terence, This Is Stupid Stuff? I forget who wrote that. A.A. Milne. It's a good poem. It's sort of like a conversation between some people at the pub and a poet making fun of him for the dark and depressing tone of his poetry, and he talks about how it helps him, like Mithridates. And there's just that one little line. Mithridates, he died old. it's about, you know, poems about drinking beer. I remember them. Kitu Dark says, hey, Jick, whatever happened to that radio show your wife used to do with that other chick a while back? Some pretty funny shit resulted from that show. Yeah, some pretty funny drama in the radio channel about whether or not it's okay to talk about, I don't know, rubbing your clit on a ham sandwich or something.
having been defeated by Pompey, legend has it that Mithridates tried to commit suicide using poison, but failed. And so he had to resort to having a mercenary run him through with his own sword.
With a ham sandwich, yeah. That someone had rubbed their clit on.
Like Mama Cass.
Yeah.
Huh. Apparently it's a real thing, though. Like, people do this. People use mithridatization to make them immune to poison.
Huh. Like Wesley.
It's been tried with success in Australia and Brazil, and total immunity has been achieved even to multiple bites of extremely venomous cobras and pit vipers. Which would explain, like, snake handlers, right?
Yeah, getting bitten repeatedly by little baby snakes as children.
The snakes are children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean...
Getting bitten by little children.
I mean, I feel like... what did I see? I saw... Recently, I saw a picture of, like, a baby and some cobras. And it was some, like, you know, raising snake handlers. You have to just breed them with no fear of snakes. You know, so you just expose babies to... They were, like, cobras with their poison glands removed or whatever, though, so...
They still get bit and stuff as babies?
I don't know.
Tolerance to drugs is effectively the same process. Huh.
Oh, yeah? I should stop drinking. No, I should start drinking more, so that if anybody ever tries to poison me by feeding me a beer bong filled with Everclear,
I'll
just be fine. Oh, A.E. Houseman, not A.A. Milne. Who's A.A. Milne?
He wrote Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. All right. Yeah. I don't like his poems as much, because he misspells everything.
Although he
by Winnie the Pooh instead of Winnie the Poop.
No. He does know. He pointed out to me one of the crucial elements in my own poetry, which is that funny and honey both rhyme and are spelled with the same last five words. I mean four.
Last five words. Last,
I mean four letters, not five words. Am I? You know, I'm
are you
drunk or stupid. Yeah. This is my second. I'm halfway through my second beer.
Earlier tonight, I must just be stupid. I was gonna go drive somewhere, and I unlocked the passenger side.
Yeah, you just got in the passenger side of the truck.
I didn't actually get in. I didn't quite that. But I was like, why am I getting into the passenger side of this car? Oh man.
Maybe there are stupid pills in that stew.
Could be.
Maybe it's stupid.
Stupid. Yeah.
Isimble says, apologies if you've already answered this, but will the every 2 weeks updates continue through Crimbo, not including actual Crimbo content? It is my goal to do it that way, to stick to it. It works out pretty well, right? Because we've got this week and then Thanksgiving and then another week, and then after that is probably when the Crimbo stuff will start.
We have, in terms of the two-week update stuff,
it's
Christmas.
Christmas and Thanksgiving are both in weeks that we do not have a underwater update to do. And, you know, three more years of this and we'll be done.
Three more years of this in the underwater zone.
Yeah, because once there's 75 zones down there, we're done.
Right.
If it's, seven zones or whatever, and we're going to do one for each of the 11 seas.
Yeah. Slavik says, happy Monday, kids. Last week, Jick was impressed that the Jick Show archive totaled over 7 days on someone's iPod. I would like to tell you the current totals. 317 files, 8.65 gigabytes. Gigabytes. 24.9 days total listening time. This is a mix of yours and Stargazer's files, so there may be a little variance among others' collections. How do you feel about having talked on the radio for about 25 days total? I don't think that we actually have talked on the radio for 25
days. You say that, and 2 hours.
Four hours a week for 3 years.
Yeah.
So, what's 4 times 50? 200?
Yeah.
So 2,000... What? 200 hours. 600 hours.
Yeah.
How many days is 600 hours?
25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly, 25.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it's as if.
it's almost as if this incredibly detailed numerical post was accurate. Yeah. Wow, 25 days.
It would take somebody a month to catch up on the radio shows.
Yeah, if they never slept.
And
it, you know, and if it was all as good a quality as tonight's show, they wouldn't want to sleep.
They would never be able to sleep again. That's right.
Because
we have
of the nightmares.
A bunch of insomniacs.
Slavik says, I have two of my favorite Jick and Scully quotes on my public profile. Check them out. The third... Transgendered is just a different color fag. Jick seems meaner than it was intended out of context, so I left it out. I don't actually remember saying that, but it sounds like something I would say. The way Scully would phrase it. He tends to be a little more florid.
Well, he would also have used color with an O-U-R.
So his favorite quotes are, self-esteem was the worst thing to happen to education ever, which I totally agree with that. And then a quote from me, I have subtlety and nuance absolutely spraying out of my asshole, and tastefulness, too. All right, so now, in addition to just being a terrible show, I've descended into just self-referential wankery. So,
but you say that, and yet that was a question or a comment. From our listeners, so whatever.
GigaShadow555 says, I've noticed that the radio shows get more interesting as more people are a part of it. In that vein, I suggest having special guests on Monday, and Riff and Hot Stuff aren't special. Sorry, guys.
Oh, wow.
You don't get anything for Christmas this year.
That was dis-o-matic.
Yep. Man.
I don't know. I kind of like the dynamic of the Monday show with just me and Scully, and I like the dynamic of the Thursday show with just the two of you. Like, I feel like the shows that just the three of us did from Puzzle Faggot Ridge were among the
most
fun
shows,
and most popular shows that we've done. Yeah. We gotta work out our arrangements for Fuzzle Faggot Ridge this year.
Well, I mean, we're not staying at Fuzzle Faggot Ridge.
No. Makes me sad. We can't rent a room from the robot.
No.
Or one of the multiple robots.
No.
We could tell Blake we'll buy some t-shirts off of his website if he lets us sleep in his room.
There's not enough room in his room with all the clownfish.
Oh. And giant piles of t-shirts. He's breeding thousands of clownfish.
He had almost 1,000 clownfish when I left the house.
Jesus. Fineldar says, you know why new content isn't being praised as much? Fish are dumb. You need to do something cool, like tits in space. Also with lightning. That would be awesome. Heh, zero-G jugs. I don't know if tits in zero gravity would look good. Did you ever see that picture of that woman skydiving naked?
No.
Her tits look like these just crazy concave bags, like, stuck to her chin.
Concave?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, stuck to her chin.
Yeah, like it was like she... Like,
I've got to imagine that would hurt after a while.
I got to imagine, like, having your balls flapping around in a free fall level of
they would,
wind.
It'd be so cold that they would just...
That's
probably
true.
Right.
Yeah. Turntable Slave says, can I be famous now? Okay, thanks.
There was some... I kind of want to find out what this... There was some mention on Science Friday about filling up water balloons in zero gravity, and apparently it's kind of interesting, but I don't know how, so I need to find out what the story is about that.
Huh. Of the Hill People says, hey, Chicken Co., will KOL ever have an in-game stock market that will ultimately be used for insider trading and be yet another blame for unfair meat mechanics for rich players?
How would that work? Because a stock market is like trading in faith in companies, basically, right? And we don't really have companies in KOL. Huh.
Hey, did you hear that Google shut down that 3D virtual world that they launched like four months ago?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, they're shutting it down at the end of the year.
Just wasn't popular.
I mean, it was ridiculous. Did you ever try and use it?
No.
It was fucking horrible.
I watched you try to use it, and
yeah,
it was there was nobody ever around.
Yeah, there was never anybody there. You could move forward but not backwards or some shit, or like you could turn left but not right.
I think the going forward was the down key and going backwards was the up key or something. There was some just stupid interface choices and stuff.
Noah M says, you guys kind of remind me of the guys that made Superman, except not Jewish. Like the people who made the movie?
No, the comic. The comic book.
What are you talking about?
Superman comic book. It was written by Jewish guys. That's the whole novel. God, what the fuck is that called? I don't remember the name of the book. Somebody will write in.
Mm-hmm.
Telling us the name of the book. There's a novel about that whole thing. That's very good. I can't remember the name of.
Okay. Great.
Something in Clay. Cavalier in Clay.
Cavalier in Clay.
Yeah.
Geyser says, there should be the large jumping green boot circa Mario 3. It would equip his pants. We did that joke already in the cyborg stompin' boot.
Yeah.
Does that. It's an accessory, though, because you can wear pants inside it. You don't think Mario took off his pants before he went into that boot? Nightmare on Sif Mein Kampf is the book you're thinking of? You see what he did there?
No.
Noah M says stoplights are for bitches.
I just downloaded a stoplight speed trap iPhone app. So we'll see how accurate that is next time I go driving somewhere.
What does it actually do?
It alerts you when you are approaching a speed trap, either one of the cameras that exist, or if other people see a police car somewhere, they can report it. Like a police car sitting somewhere waiting to catch somebody, they can report it. So it's like the modern version of like flashing your headlights and stuff, which is interesting because I have not seen anybody do that in years. I still do it, but I don't feel like anybody else does.
And I think nobody really knows what you're talking... See, part of it was that fucking ridiculous moral panic about if you flash your headlights at somebody,
it's some
gang initiation ritual where they're going to follow you home and shoot you, which never happened. Not even once.
Yeah.
And, like...
When I was growing up, it would be a regular occurrence that you would see, like, three or four people flash their lights, and either that meant either there was a deer somewhere, like, I grew up in Colorado, either there was a deer somewhere, so you should really be looking around, or there was a police car on your side of the road looking to, like, catch speeders.
No, I mean, I used to do it, too, but I never see anybody do it anymore.
And I still, anytime I see a police car, like, parked waiting to, like, I'll flash for, like, a mile or two as I go down the highway, I'll still flash lights midday or nighttime or whatever. And I just, like, I don't understand. How does that fall out of the culture? I mean, I guess people could be reacting to that, but that seems weird.
Yeah, I mean, and plus that's for somebody driving with their headlights off anyway. You're not supposed to flash your lights at somebody with their headlights off because they do that on purpose, but I never stopped doing that. I'm gonna play a song because I'm worried about the charge on the laptop. Right. So
I'm gonna go get a beer.
We'll see you in a few minutes. I'm sure that you're just thrilled that we're coming back in a mere 6 minutes and 14 seconds for more of this shit.
your affairs. Share a smoke, make a choke, about grasp, then reach for a leg of hope. I said words to memorize, words hypnotize, words make my mouth to exercise. Words all fail, the magic cries. Nothing I say, I'm in your thighs. Oh my mama, oh my mother, I would love to love you, love you. Silly dresses, say the possible. Your bed, go outside. I said, oh my mama, oh my mother, I would love to love you. You her decision to make, things to lose, things to take. She's not afraid of cut it up. Say wait a minute, honey, I'm gonna add it up. Oh.
And we're back. Sorry about that little bit of silence there. yeah. Feneldar says, user-created content is the future. The future just sucks and is full of penises.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're into penises, then the future's great.
Evil Pickle says, is Hobopolis in the new underwater areas the extent of post-NS areas we're going to see, or will there be more, and will Hobopolis be expanded more, possibly? We have six other ideas for underwater style future zone drop in pop in plops.
What are you talking about?
Plop, plop, plop.
The if you look behind
six other ideas
for sets of zones that can be expanded.
Were you just pulling six out of your butt, or like? Because I can think of like three.
I can think of two.
Well, okay. Is the one that you're thinking of actually five?
Oh, and well, okay, I didn't realize you were going to make each one of those a container document containing a bunch of other stuff.
At least 10 container documents each. Yeah, basically...
The one that you're thinking of is five, I was thinking of as one.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah.
No. No, 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 no. Five or six zones in each one.
Wow.
I would say.
Okay.
Weird. Are they all going to be the same?
Yes, they're all going to be exactly the same. It's going to be five or six zones, all of which are exactly the same.
No, each of those zones will be different, but then of the...
No, you didn't see the idea I posted for the candy thing?
No, I don't remember the candy thing.
That you should look at that in the wiki. That was a fucking awesome idea, and I've been thinking about it a lot, and I really want to do it. I don't know, I posted it a couple months ago.
I don't remember.
I don't usually sit here and say, yeah, I had this awesome idea that's totally awesome, but I'm really stoked about this idea that I had.
Huh. The idea that I'm psyched about is the... where's on the list? It's the first one.
The first one. The one before the slash.
We've started sucking in a different way on this show. And we're just vague mutterings about stuff that we know about, but you don't.
Has the documentary arrived yet in the mail?
I don't believe so. He probably mailed it to
your mail.
Well, he probably mailed it to the office.
Oh, okay.
And Roy brings me my mail every day.
From that house?
He's my faithful manservant.
I'm talking about the mail at your own house.
No, I never... There's spiders out there. The mailbox is broken. Let's see. Vic Threven says, so, how's logging in every single day of 30 Days of Twilight going, Mr. Hey, look at me, I haven't been online since the 9th. You shut up. I've been looking at the announcements every day.
30 Days of Twilight?
Yeah, he was putting in game updates every day for 30 days. Although there wasn't an announcement every day. So I don't think there's been one since, like, the 11th.
Huh,
well, there was one on the 11th and one on the 17th. But, yeah. Shop Troll says, maybe you could get a sling catcher to watch your computer movies on your TV. And then, all right, I know there's like a sling box.
Can Cyber 34 says what you can do is... sling blade?
Say what? Oh, yeah. Some people call it a Kaiser box. I call it a sling box.
Wait, what is this? What problem is this solving?
Oh, well, I was just talking about... I had... My wife and I were discussing the idea of getting rid of cable and just... I feel like it would be entirely unproblematic to do so if we could stream video, just arbitrary video, from the computer to a television.
Okay.
But I know there's ways to do that. Ask Nightmare about that. He had that rig set up on his computer when I visited him in Pittsburgh.
I've been pretty pleased with my LCD monitor thing.
As a television? I already own TVs, though, is the problem.
Kind of. You just got that... You've got the asymmetric display as your...
Right, and a giant TV in my living room.
Okay, fine.
Which is honestly mostly just for DVDs and Xbox. Because you can't play Braid on anything less than a 60-inch TV.
You just wouldn't understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird. Grimdell says, I just noticed that you can't cook heavy hot sauce anymore, not even with the dirty cheat. Something to be fixed or mourned. Huh. I thought we verified that...
Yeah, that works fine.
Injection was still working.
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh, he's probably just using the old cheat code. Like the old cheat URL or whatever, which doesn't work anymore.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Fred Levi says, so they got a new WiiWare game where you can play Cornhole. Discuss. Yeah. Numeric says, Jake, the word you're looking for is trade paperback.
What was that in reference to?
I don't know what that was in reference to. Fineldar says, to last week's show, Jake, I agree Fallout 3 rocks, but it's not breaking new ground or anything. It's Fallout watered down with Oblivion. I hope it doesn't fade into the mists of time, but there isn't anything for the industry to learn from. There's plenty to remind the industry of and what things can be, but they've ignored your game for 5 years, so I don't hold high hopes. Oh, and can Riff shoot me the link for that dialogue plugin to make it more computer-friendly, not TV resolution?
If I can find it again.
I don't think that something has to be groundbreaking in order to be good, right? I mean...
And I don't think it has to be groundbreaking in order for it to be important for the game industry to think about.
Yeah. I mean, I think the lesson that the game industry can learn from Fallout 3 is like, hey, look, these guys did a sequel that they really fucking cared about and worked hard to make it good, and it is a critically acclaimed, good-selling game. You know? I mean, it has some of the highest ratings on game rankings of a PC game ever, right? I mean, it's got about the same rank as World of Warcraft Wrath of Lich King last time I looked.
What's weird about rankings, and this is something that's been noted in IMDb, is that there's a weird skew towards current stuff. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Like, more recent films get rated higher than they would if you had seen everything that's on the list at the same time.
Yeah, maybe so.
Which is weird. And I don't know what... I don't think there was any sort of definable reasoning.
I guess when I look at game rankings, I tend to think, okay, this is a site where I get a continuum from 80 to... 100 of games that are actually playable. Anything that's rated less than 80 is probably going to suck.
Sure.
But there have been a handful of games that I've really liked that got ranked in the 70s. Some just DS games. I can't think of any right off the bat, but like that magical Star Sign game that I borrowed from Riff you while we were in London.
Oh, yeah.
That game was pretty good.
Yeah.
And I actually played it all the way through and I beat it, and that hardly ever happens to me with RPGs, but I feel like it got rated in the 70s. I mean, it wasn't anything spectacular.
The link is fallout3mods.net with a numerical 3, and if you hit the tab for user interfaces, I think the one in question was called MTUI.
You know, World of Warcraft did not break any ground.
Not having played in the MMOs beforehand, it's hard for me to say anything about that, but I feel like doing everything right was kind of groundbreaking.
Well, sure. I mean, they as an MMO, I mean, they
apart from the obvious things that they did that I don't understand.
Like, I know, art direction?
No, having the game be fucking done when they released it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like,
it is weird to me that that's a luxury. That Blizzard, like, has this luxury of being able to launch games when they're complete. I'm like...
Yeah, it makes me so angry that I know that it is just obvious to any right-thinking person why their games are successful where so many other games fail. You know?
They've never had a bad game that I can think of, right?
It's possible that, you know, they have a bunch Rock of, and Roll Racing wasn't
yeah,
any
they
fun.
Yeah, they have, like, some smaller stuff, but it's, like, every sort of major title that they've released has been really successful, from what I understand.
Yeah. And, you know, I could see making the argument, well, you know, they had the money because they had so much money working, building on their previous success that they can afford to have long development cycles. But, you know, EA can afford to have long development cycles, you know? I mean, it's like...
They did. They had a huge... Like, Warhammer Online was a ridiculously long development cycle.
It is inexcusable the extent to which Warhammer was just kind of ass. From a coding perspective, when it came out, it was a train wreck. The AI pathing was just super broken at launch. And what the fuck were you working on for 4 years?
It was 5 years.
What were you working on for 5 years that you didn't get? Oh, here's a monster that wants to attack you. Which direction should it run? You know, I understand that there are hurdles in this. I understand that mob pathing, AI mob pathing, is a big deal, right? But you know, it's a lot more complicated than it seems like.
It's weird that it seems like it's a solved problem.
Yeah,
that's what the fact that all this software is proprietary, all the server side stuff.
Right.
You know.
But I mean, I feel like even if you gave another company the World of Warcraft engine and just said, "All right, put your own art in this, make an MMO," they would still fuck it up.
No.
So I would argue that. While you might be right that Fallout 3 not breaking new ground or anything, it's Fallout watered down with it. You say it's Fallout watered down with Oblivion. I would say that it is Fallout made
good parts of
Fallout made accessible enough that I will actually play it. And you know, it is Fallout with as much atmosphere as I've ever encountered in a game. And you know, it's just awesome. There have been hardly any games in the last 10 years that I have spent as much time with as just joyfully as I spent with Fallout 3. So,
have you continued on with your evil character?
I haven't. I got kind of
Wrath of Lich King, I guess.
Well, I haven't played for a single weekend. I haven't played any more World of Warcraft since that weekend.
Oh, okay.
I haven't even logged on in 4 days or whatever. I don't know. You know,
everybody's all eager to help you level.
Yeah. No, I know. I can't handle the pressure. Plus, I mean, I'd been playing with my wife, and my wife's busy with school and stuff, and when I get home from work at 10 or 11 o'clock, she doesn't always want to spend 2 or 3 hours
with
playing.
With a bunch of late days. This week's been weird.
Yeah, it's a little frustrating. I mean, the fact that we have to stay here till 11 on Thursdays just to do the radio show makes it difficult to, you know, do the, like, 8 a.m. thing any other day of the week.
Yeah.
Even though every other day of the week is fine. Death Sausage says, Tor Place Dungeon and Dragon for pooping. I recommend Pathfinder from Paizo, the guys who did the last 5 years of the magazines. It is rock awesome. Oh, to replace. Okay, that makes a lot more sense. Okay. To replace Dungeon and Dragon for pooping, I recommend Pathfinder. Okay, so Pathfinder is a magazine that he recommends to replace Dungeon and Dragon.
Wow.
All right, that...
It was just a missing space, but it totally changed the whole meaning of
it. It made it seem like the sentence was a lot more fucked up than it actually was.
Yeah, that's weird.
Madison 14 says, is there a reason you can't fold the crossbow back into a sword? Never mind, I am stupid. Yes, that was the reason. Archley says, any chance of making the wheel encounter in the middle pyramid much less common post-ed? Either that or make it do something post-ed? No big deal, just a bit annoying. Yeah, a lot of people want that. I don't know.
It's not endlessly fascinating to them to spin the wheel.
Yeah. Or to ignore the wheel.
Bust a deal.
Yeah, if they bust a deal, they face the wheel. We should make it so you can't skip it, and then every tenth time you spin it, you just get killed.
You get sent back out into the desert with the papier-mâché head.
Yeah. Les Spector says, you guys should do a Catch-22 trophy that you only qualify for by being in a position where you qualify for zero trophies. There already is one of those.
The self-restraint trophy where you have a bunch of trophies that you qualify for that you don't actually buy.
Man, that'd be rough for people who had every trophy. We'd have to do it at a time when we also rolled out enough other trophies to qualify for it that were new. Yeah.
I can think of one time where that will be true.
Johnny Nash says, I know the AD Demon has a cornucopia of combat messages already, and it's not readily available, but could the elements in the messages be randomized similar to the way Bazooka Fish comics are? They probably could have been, but...
We're not going to go back.
We're not going to go back and do it, yeah. Zom Goober Clubber says, so any chance of a slash max cast command? I could see wanting to be able to put in max as a quantity. I don't think slash max cast is the right way to do it, but slash cast max.
Cast max.
Yeah. Yeah. But then if we ever introduce a skill called max, like max headroom party, that's a skill I can imagine, you know, like you would throw a max headroom party and everybody would dress up.
As a TV.
As a television, yeah. We should have a Max Headroom party. We should watch the entire series of Max Headroom so we can be like, wow, that was not nearly as good as I remember it being.
I don't remember it being particularly good.
Yeah, I don't either.
I thought it was
cool. I thought Max Headroom was cool.
But I forget the genesis of the character name was like somebody was
he gets killed, right? Yeah, and it said Max Headroom, and so that was the first thing he said when he was reincarnated as a ROM construct.
Yeah.
Matt Frewer rules, though. I'll watch anything with Matt Frewer in it. You know what I wish they had on DVD was Dr. Doctor.
Dr. Doctor.
So that I could watch that and think like, wow, this is not nearly as good as I remember it being. Just like everything with Matt Frewer in it. I was excited to see him in that new Dawn of the Dead movie. And then I was even more excited to watch him die. Really, I was sad. I'm like, wow, Matt Frewer's old. And then he just died.
The pretentious artist showed me a trailer for Special today, which is an interesting movie. If you haven't seen the trailer for it, you should check it out.
Huh, there's a Kingdom of Loathing article in the TV Tropes wiki. That's cool.
Neat.
That makes
TV
me happy.
TV Tropes.
Yeah, have you ever read the TV Tropes wiki?
No.
It's fucking awesome.
Huh.
You'll just have to look at it. It's like Wikipedia, but just for, like, thematic elements of pop culture.
Wow.
So you can, like it's full of Buffy stuff, right? You can see, like, every example of The Big Bad, right? And it'll just list all these shows and who, you know, how they set it up. And, like, there's the spikification one where a bad guy slowly turns into a good guy. Yeah. Or maybe not slowly. Maybe all at once when you put a chip in his head. And he starts fucking robots. That robot bullshit was some bullshit, by the way.
How far are you into season...
No, I don't think I've even finished the first episode of season 6.
Oh, okay. You should at least get to the point where you get to see that musical.
Yeah, no, I'm going to watch the whole thing, man. I and then I'll probably watch goddamn Angel.
I can't recommend it.
So don't.
Okay. You should honestly just skip to season 5. Just skip the first 4 seasons of Angel. It's just not worth it.
Skeeve says, my favorite part of Star Control 2 is that the premise for the sequel is that you didn't beat Star Control 1. Yeah, that made me pretty happy, too. Because, I mean, the idea is that the Alliance lost...
Oh, right.
The Alliance lost the...
I didn't even think about that. That's interesting.
Yeah. I forget what the subtitle of Star Control 1 was. It was like Great Battles of the something something conflict. Great Battles of the Earth. what the I don't remember what it was called. It was cool to look at it after playing Star Control 2 and be like, oh yeah, okay. God damn. I am really sorry, everybody, about these long pauses and inability to actually read anything. I guess I can scroll down and see if anybody's sending anything in this one.
Jigfly says, a startled heron slash cranes its neck to see your friend slash hit 4% damage. Yeah, that's been fixed. Mm. I think there are no more inconsistencies in the Haiku Katana's haiku effect. I could be wrong, though.
Istanbul says we're unfortunate dumplings in Chesnite. Is this some kind of sick joke?
Yes.
Baron Malachi says, hey, Jack Adol, have you seen that the new Castlevania game for the Wii is a Mortal Kombat fighter style and that you can link your DS up with the Order of Ecclesia for bonus stuff? That's kind of... I don't like that. Plus, I just gave up on Order of Ecclesia. I was so happy with it for such a long time, and then, like... It just kind of became incredibly difficult ass all at once. It makes me sad. It makes me sad that I'm probably not going to end up getting 100% of everything on it.
You can do it.
I can't, though. Every time I log on, every time I pick it up and try to, like, okay, I started looking at spoilers, and I'm like, all right, what can I do to just make this easier on myself? And I, like, just pick a goal and try and do it, and I can't fucking do it.
Huh.
Like, yeah, it's frustrating. I suck at games. Southwest says, when the stickers fall off in the haiku dungeon, there is no haiku. Do you get a message that is not haiku? Because if so, that should be fixed.
It might just not give a message at all.
Brian the Not Giant says, could you guys make it so that we can slash use equipment with use effects? Yeah, the problem with that is that they'll have to be whitelisted. They'll have to be hard-coded to work. So it's... I mean, that is eventually... We're going to get enough bug reports that CD Moira will get tired of looking at those bug reports and actually implement it. But
did you skip way down in the list of questions?
I did a minute ago.
Okay.
And then I... Now I'm back at the top.
Oh, God.
I think... Ray Janili says, Pasta Mancer's getting MP from food is fitting and good. Yeah, I think that was a radio show suggestion from way back. Although the suggestion was that you would get MP when you cooked the food, we ended up changing it to when you ate the food so that there would sort of be more of a cost associated with it and we could make the boost significantly higher than we were considering before. Zaragani says, you might want to add the Mudflap Girl necklace to the list of image being nothing like the description items. Really? What's the, let's see what that description says. Oh, this is a necklace made of large beads, each of which is painted with the silhouette of a presumably naked, anatomically improbable woman. Classy. Well, yeah, that is nothing like the picture, but I like my picture. I feel pretty proud of my ability to be evocative of that silhouette of the girl on the mud flap in a tiny, like a 10 by 10 pixel space. Yeah. I should get some of those mud flaps for the company truck.
Yeah, making miniature pixel art is a fascinating process. It makes me want to make really large scale paintings with just 30 by 30 pixels, you know, like 30-foot by 30-foot paintings where each foot by foot was just a single shade.
Captain Kirk says, if Hanks was rebuilt with chunks of depleted Grimmicite, then why is it that when you view it on the right side of the tracks, it isn't all black and cool-looking like all of the items? I think that happened at some time when Hot Stuff was spending all of his time playing World of Warcraft, so he never finished the animation for the giant Grimmicide Hanks.
You never even asked me to draw.
No, I know. I don't actually think it's a good idea.
Okay. I really wouldn't want to because it's a 100x100 image, and the Grimmicide template is 30x30.
No, and it's not extensible at all.
I mean, what would you do? How would you figure out how to do that?
It would be a huge, huge pain in the ass.
No, it would be a marginal pain in the ass for me, because all I would have to do is say, like, hey, Hot Stuff, do this now.
Huge.
That's
a good question that Tucker asks. Do casual ascensions count toward the ascensions you need for specific items in the gift shop?
I believe that they do.
Yeah, I think they count towards total ascensions, which is what the number is based on.
Psycho writes, upper color ram bat. That's a weird...
Upper color ram bat?
Yeah.
Isn't that the...
Upper color ram bat was the error message the Zybots cabinet was
flashing. Right.
But it wasn't ram bat. We could put an upper color ram bat on the Icy Peak.
Or in... 8-bit realm.
Old One says, the Magimac Tech's familiar equipment gives the same boost as a lead necklace. Shouldn't the specific equipment be better? I thought the mech's equipment made it...
It makes it do one of its attacks more frequently.
Yeah.
Like the laser ones or something?
Yeah. The targeting chip, yeah. It might. Does it also have a +3 pounds of familiar on it?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
If so, I would almost take that off. Poon says the alt text for the funhouse does not have the one in parentheses in it. Yeah, we'll make a note of that and fix it. That wiki item has started pestering me, so it's time to add alt text to a new.
People are requesting that mysticality style weapons are in their own section in the inventory.
They were before.
Right, but they want that back without changing the mechanics again. I don't know how. We could do everything of class utensil and class chef staff or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the right way to deal with that. I changed it. I got rid of the option to separate melee and ranged weapons and just made that happen by default, because I feel like that probably contributed to a lot of the early confusion.
But I don't think it would be a bad idea to put utensils and chef staffs in their own category.
Yeah.
And then that would be sort of nicely dividing out all three.
I mean, what would we call them? Mystical implements or something?
Something. So we have melee weapons, ranged weapons, and...
Yeah, and it used to be mysticality weapons, but that...
Mystical implements.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, Sudamore took that. I didn't think of that. You know, I didn't specifically tell him to do it, but he did it when we sort of removed the important distinction between them. I wonder how much of it is just people, you know, you moved my cheese. You know, and how much of it is actually useful.
You moved my cheese.
How much of it is just people bitching because we... changed something.
No, I know.
Right.
There are a ton of items in this game. And people want ways in which to access their particular subset faster.
Right. I still kind of like the idea of those not user-defined, but us-defined...
Categories.
Yeah. That's one of those things for a rainy day.
Which, in Arizona, not likely.
I know.
It has not rained here in like a month or two.
Were you expecting it to?
I used to live in Boston, where like it would rain for 6 or 7 days in a row constantly. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Wintertime in Boston was just... It's just raining all the time.
It frequently goes several months without raining here.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's like we live in a desert. You know, this was one of the first days... This was one of the first radio shows that I didn't read any of the questions ahead of time before the show started, and I wonder if that's why I'm having... There's a lot of chaff in with the wheat. A lot of repeats of the same question that's not really worth reading. And that kind of thing. Sorry to everybody whose questions I skipped. I didn't mean to imply that your questions weren't worth reading. I meant to just state it.
You ever hear the old wives' tale? No, the old moral tale of the person who was like crawling through the desert, desperately needing water, and they find this woman who has who has some water, and they like ask for some. So she pours a glass, but then she sprinkles a bunch of chaff on top of the water. And the person who's who's like desperately dying of thirst is like, why did you, why would you have done that or whatever? And he like has to drink it really slowly so that he avoids like getting all this crap in his mouth. And in the story, I think like years pass, and he finds a woman again, and he's like, why did you do that? Why were you so cruel to a man who is obviously dying of thirst? And she's like, well, if I hadn't done that, you would have tried to drink it all at once, and the shock of so much water to your starve system would have just killed you. So she was like saving his life, but he didn't know it. Mm-hmm. It's one of those like, don't always assume that people are doing things to fuck with you stories.
I see.
I think it's a good moral tale for all of our players. That's what I'm saying.
See.
We're not just pissing in your Cheerios.
We know what's good for you. We know best.
Not necessarily, but
if we hadn't done NS13, eventually you would have been ascending so fast that you died.
Yes.
Priscilla then asks if we reached a double-digit number of questions answered. I don't know. Smartass, did we?
We got at least more than 10.
Yeah. Alright, well, we're going to leave you with Facilaban and try and do better next time.
This was a fine show. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
I don't know who you're trying to convince. Me, the listeners,
you!
Or yourself.
I had a good time.
Alright.
And a bunch of beer.
Bye, kids.